Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Kuzick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Gorenski. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bud Bulling. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Johnson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The DH, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Terrell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burleson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Terrell moves to third. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terrell tags and scores. Carew tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Doyle, who tags Kuzick, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carew scores. It's 2-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gorenski. The throw from Montgomery and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gorenski scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doyle fields the ball and throws to second. Burleson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Burleson. Bulling moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bulling moves to third. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bulling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Montgomery reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Montgomery moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Red Sox, 3. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuzick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gorenski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Gorenski reaches second base with a double. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Schuler now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulling strikes out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Montgomery hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Helms hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Montgomery hits a line drive towards first. Carew catches it and throws to Randall, who tags Doyle for the double play. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carew reaches second base with a double. Ford moves to third. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Johnson now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Tommy Helms. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Dillard moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillard tags and scores. Hobson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hobson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger pinch hits for Bob Gorenski. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Bob Randall. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Childs pinch hits for Bud Bulling. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Childs reaches second base with a double. Cubbage moves to third. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Cubbage scores. Childs moves to third. Adams moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Willoughby covering, for the out. Childs scores. Adams moves to third. Ford moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.